Sterling with Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com joins us now. Lee, hope you've had a great week, and as always, welcome back.
Thanks, Johnny. Yeah, as long as we keep most of the games on the schedule.
Well, we've lost 30 last week. We've lost 30 now. We've got we've lost two SEC games as far as this weekend is concerned. How tough is that from your standpoint? Because, you know, it's tough enough to pick be on the winning side, and then you have to keep throwing into the mix, okay, who's out with COVID, and how does it impact the teams getting ready? I mean, like a Virginia Tech team, one of those teams this year, it seems like they've been plagued week in and week out with COVID-19 issues.
Yeah, it's a lot more work. And then if we've come up with a selection like this week, we had two selections that were going to be put out to our clients. We had those games were canceled, so or moved to another date. And so we had to keep working to see if we had something else. So choir's a little more work, but, you know, better that than sitting home all summer watching Netflix.
Amen to that. And I never did get into the Korean baseball. Never could get into that.
Oh, no, I'm not into that. Curling. So anyone, any handicapper who was selling you that, who sold you that during the summer, I mean, I discount someone like that. I think they're frauds.
Now, I will say this about curling. Curling kind of gives everybody hope that they, who, you know, loves having a can of beer or whatever, gives them hope that they still maybe have, they have an opportunity to win a medal in the Olympics.
Maybe.
Although it's a lot tougher than it really is. I mean, than it is.
Right.
But, you know, it just doesn't look like it would be as far as being that successful. But that would be the only thing I would go with. All right.
I haven't figured out the rules. Do you know the rules?
When I'm watching it, yes. But I have to refresh my memory every 4 years.
Yeah.
I think there's like a game over in France where you throw a wooden little pebble. You can play it on the beach too. Petanque, I think it's called. But it's very similar to that. You want to get all your, you want to get your rocks, as many of your rocks by, you know, the near the middle compared to your opponent. That's what you, that's how you score.
Yeah, it's something I'm not ready to try to figure out.
All right, by the way, before we get started, I think it's important to figure out if, when all three of us are on the same side. Hey, we were 2-1 last week. We are 9-3 on the year, 75% winning percentage when we're all three on the same side.
Yeah, it's incredible. I think we should start getting checks in the mail from people, shouldn't we?
I will say this. You know, we have three opportunities this week. I'm not going to say which games they are just yet.
Yeah.
But there's three opportunities this week where Alan is on the same side as I am. We'll see if you are as well.
Okay.
All right, let's get things started. I don't know what you were doing in 1984. I was still, I think, had all the answers. I was still in college. I bring it up because that's the last time Kentucky has gone into Knoxville and beat Tennessee in Knoxville. 1984, 33-2. We're talking about a lopsided results as far as this series. Tennessee owns a 33-2 record against Kentucky. However, those two losses have occurred in the last 10 years, 2011, 2017. I think Kentucky certainly needed that win last week. I don't know about you, but when I saw the final score, the Kentucky defense with forcing the six interceptions, Mississippi State did not score. And in the final score, 24-2, the fact that it's 11 o'clock kickoff Central Time is one of these early kickoffs on Saturday. These are the kind where I'm not right to say Kentucky's going to win this game, but I like getting points in this situation. And Tennessee, you wonder, you know, mentally, knowing what lies ahead with Alabama next week, you see where I'm going there. So I like Kentucky to keep this close. I'm going to take the 6.5 against Tennessee. I think Tennessee will win the game, but Kentucky's going to keep it interesting. And Alan is on the same side as I am.
Well, we're not going to have an agreement in this game. But I will say this is not one of my strongest games. The reason, the numbers. I mean, Kentucky's one of these teams, I guess, that numbers maybe you have to throw out, but they're running for a lowly 2.6 yards per carry on the year. Passing, what'd you say the average number is for yards per pass attempt? 7-8 range?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that sounds good.
They're passing for 3.5 yards per attempt. I mean, these numbers are horrific. I mean, 4-for-14 on third downs last week. They're not playing a team that's one-dimensional like last week. And something to watch out for. After I saw what I saw the second week with Mississippi State, I said they might be in trouble. I think Costello is just, he's a pro set quarterback. If they continue to play him, he is not made for the spread. But Tennessee won the game last year 17-13 in spite of only holding the ball for 18 minutes. I like Tennessee 27-17, but like I said, it's probably the weakest of my five selections.
Next up, we get a matchup of two teams in the top five, Alabama number two, Georgia number three. I mean, just the history alone tells you that Alabama is going to take care of business here. 27 straight wins against the SEC East. No coach in the history of college football has more wins against top five teams, and it's not even close. Nick Saban with 24 victories against top five teams. Best winning percentage against top five competition. But wait, how about the fact that last week Ole Miss became the first team to have two rushers with 100 or more yards rushing against a Nick Saban coach team? So we got that going. I still have concerns with the Alabama defense. I also have concerns, can Alabama show up back-to-back weeks? Ole Miss's defense is really bad, in case you couldn't figure that out, with all the yards that were. I mean, it was the second most yards in Alabama history. Let that sink in for just a second. Second most yards in Alabama history as far as total offense. You have to go back to a Virginia Tech team that wasn't even called Virginia Tech back then. It was VPI back in 1973. I think Kirby Smart in Georgia is going to come in, and they will have a legitimate shot to win this game in the fourth quarter. I don't think they pull it off, but I'm going to take the Georgia Bulldogs and the 4.5. Allen, by the way, on the other side, he's taking the Crimson Tide, giving the points.
So, what's crazy is when they came out with a line of 6, and then it was disclosed, it looked like Nick Saban was going to miss this game, moved 2 points down to 4. It's now moved back up to 4.5. And there's some talk he might be able to play now. He's had a couple negative tests, but I love the matchup. Number two offense against the number two defense. You got to run some on Georgia to be successful. Auburn and Tennessee couldn't do it. I think Alabama, with a superior offensive line and really good running back in Harris, it'll be a first, second round pick. I don't think they're going to be put in those 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8 situations a lot that Auburn and Tennessee were. I don't love the defense for Bama, but I think they're going to play better. I think they're going to simplify some things. And then also, I think maybe they were looking ahead. I like Bama here, 34-23.
We'll see. By the way, Alabama, the only unbeaten team in the month of October since the start of 2017. Let that sink in as well. All right, let's turn our attention to the NFL. Green Bay taking on Tampa Bay. Game being played in Florida. And, boy, what a matchup here. The fact that we get Aaron Rodgers going up against Tom Brady. The Packers, by the way, a one-point favorite on the road, and deservingly so. There's a reason why the Packers are 4-0. I love the matchup. I just don't think that Tampa Bay will pull this off. And you especially go back to the fact that, you know, last time out, it's like, how did they end up losing that game? You know, when Brady was with the Patriots, they always found ways to win games like that. He's not with the Patriots anymore. I like Aaron Rodgers in this matchup to kind of like start like trying to knock Tom Brady off the hill. I'm going to take the Packers, give the one, and Allen's on the same side.
If this game was played last week, I would have gone with Green Bay. They were 4-0. They were on a roll. Sometimes teams, they take off that week, they're just not the same. And 4-1, if they go 4-1 and lose this game, they're still in pretty good shape. Tampa with two losses, this is a must-win game. So I think the difference here is Godwin will be back. Also paired with Evans, these two guys, they really played maybe only about a game and a half together. I think that might be the difference. I think the Green Bay secondary has some weak spots that they can exploit. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. Wrong team's favored. They pull the small upset, which should be an exciting game, 30-27.
We have two more games to get to. Before we do, remind the listeners again what you can do for them as far as the month of October.
Well, we're staying on a roll. 5 out of 6 winning weeks since football started. We offer monthly and season subscriptions. A lot of people are on Locktober. It's 3 weeks left now for $147. You know what I'm going to I decided I have to do a week promotion. I know there's a lot of people like to join me, maybe because of finances. Maybe they don't want to make the commitment for a month or a season. So if they want to join me, and we hit our 45-unit selection last week in the NFL. We're 49-15-1 on these top plays over the last 12 years. That's 77%. You want to hop on board. Seven selections combined Saturday and Sunday. Just $77. It's an instant download, so you don't have to wait until Saturday or Sunday morning to get the game. Seven selections, college and pro, just $77, ParamountSports.com.
All right, let's continue. We have Pittsburgh at home taking on the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are playing this year like I think everybody thought they would play last year when they failed to show up for 2019. But they're 4-1. The Steelers 4-0. And this is, to me, one of these games like we saw last week where you have to hang in there with the Steelers until the fourth quarter late to, if you're on this side with the Steelers, to be able to get that extra score to put you into the winning side. And I think we're going to be facing that same kind of scenario again this week. Cleveland, I have to be honest with you, they are surprising me in what they have been able to do this year. How surprised are you, by the way, with the Browns?
Well, yeah, I'm a little surprised because of the way they started. They lost the first game. They weren't even competitive. So that happens every year. I tell people, don't judge these teams by the first game. Watch at least two games. And a lot of teams improved from the first to the second game. They got it together. But I think it's also a byproduct of being number one in the NFL with plus eight turnovers. That's
absolutely
part of it. So I think that's one of the reasons.
Well, I'm taking Pittsburgh. I'm going to give Cleveland the 3.5. And once again, I think you're going to have to wait around a little bit to the fourth quarter for Pittsburgh to get into the area that you need to be a winner in this one. So I'm going to give Cleveland the 3.5. And this is the final opportunity for you to be on our side. Alan is on the same side with me on this one.
We're together, finally. I think this might be the game that Baker Mayfield, he's thrown just three interceptions in five games. I think this is the game he throws two or three in a game. When he has to play from behind, he's not the same quarterback. He tries fitting the ball into some tight windows, and sometimes he doesn't see the linebacker on the weak side when he's rolling one way, or he loses the safety in coverage. So Pittsburgh, they're going to come after you. 20 sacks in four games, and I just don't think that's defense. I think they brought their C-minus D-plus game last week. I like Pittsburgh here. I have them winning 35-27.
I'll be really interested to see where you are on this next one. The Tennessee Titans at home, unbeaten. They are a 3.5-point favorite at home against Houston. And folks around here are just like, you know, why even show up if you're Houston? No, it's almost like this is a foregone conclusion was going to transpire on Sunday. And I'm looking at the matchups, and I'm looking and see, I think the Titans still have not answered the, you know, with Jarrell Casey, you know, he gets traded during the offseason to Denver. I look at this rush defense for the Titans. That is still a big problem for me. The fact that they're last in the NFL as far as rushing yards per carry. But the Houston Texans are not much better as far as how many rushing yards they're allowing per contest. You know, forget about Ryan Tannehill and Deshaun Watson. I think the game, the outcome, late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, we decided about the success of Derrick Henry versus the success of David Johnson carrying the ball for Houston. I think Tennessee, just like we saw in the first 3 weeks, they win with a late field goal. So, you know, that's how I don't think we're going to get Tuesday night over again the way the Titans destroy Buffalo. So I'm going to take the Houston Texans plus the 3.5. Allen's on the other side. He's taking the Titans, giving the 3.5.
You know, I'm going to take the points here. I think you have two red-hot quarterbacks here, and when you have two red-hot quarterbacks, it means a lot of scoring. But just don't know if this is a situation where you want to go against the underdog. You know, they seem to be playing free and easy here, Houston. Offensive staff is taking a lot of input from the players, and I worked out this game to having Tennessee win 31-30. So Houston's getting more than a field goal. Let's go with Houston.
See, you're on the same. The logic that you have is the same logic I'm using as well.
Okay.
All right. The game of the week: the Auburn Tigers on the road. They are giving South Carolina 2.5.
Yeah, they want to get that game. Call right now, toll free, 800-400-9741. Most people haven't figured this out. I think I have. Auburn and South Carolina, on me, 800-400-9741. And like I said, seven games, $77. The winning continues. Get it right now. It's an instant download, ParamountSports.com.
Hey, we appreciate you as always. Have a wonderful football weekend and happy winnings. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thanks so much, Johnny.
Thank you. That's Lee Sterling, handicap.